James, what do businesses in Shropshire make of all of this? Richard Sheehan is the Chief Executive of Shropshire Chamber of Commerce and joins us on The Breakfast Show. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Claire.
I'm guessing you've been watching and listening with interest. What's your thoughts on this then?
Oh, wow. Yes, it's difficult times we face. There's no question about it. I don't think there's any simple answer to any of the solutions that are needed, but there are a number of measures being announced. And I think firstly, if we look at the support for business cash flow, because you know, we don't have a business community, we don't have jobs to put people in, there's been some steps in the right direction to help cash flow. But I think definitely the Chancellor needs to listen to business support organisations and business representation bodies on this, because we need to go much further. We can see from our survey work that we're in a situation where 40% of responding companies have got 3 months of cash. And with consumer confidence starting to fade again, challenges again in terms of being able to open and restrictions, that's only going to get worse. So there's firstly an awful lot more that needs to happen there.
Do you believe that the furlough scheme should stay? Because companies paying a minimum of 55% of workers' salaries doesn't seem tenable, really, does it?
I think what we're seeing here, and I think we've seen this with many of the programmes, is that a lot of them are supporting bigger businesses. I don't think it's an intention. I think it's just that the unintended consequences of that is the smaller businesses tend to end up having to pick up whatever the programmes are, and quite often they're not viable for smaller businesses. And in Shropshire, you know, we've got 90% of our companies that are 10 employees and less. So you know, it is a different landscape, and that has to be considered. So I think it's a real challenge for people. Is it going to have the effect of stemming mass unemployment? To be quite frank, the early indications from our contact with business is it probably isn't.
What are the areas suffering the most in Shropshire's economy at the minute then? What are you getting most reports on?
I think there's a widespread, you know, I think the general ones that are being stated around tourism, leisure, hospitality, retail are very clear. And that is something which is a really important area within Shropshire, and it is and has continued to take a hit. And that isn't going to change anytime soon. So those are key areas that additional support is needed. And we as an organisation and a network have been appealing to the Chancellor and to the government to be very specific around sectors, because there are specific sectors who are taking a terrible beating compared to some others.
When you say you've been contacting the government, do you get any kind of response? What form does that take when you contact them?
Oh, much of what's in place now is as a direct result of the business representation bodies lobbying government collectively. So where we are today, we will claim some fame for that, because there's no doubt we have been listened to in that area. There's just so much more that needs to happen. I think it's the general consensus around is that, you know, we need to train people. We need to train people for the new world and the new roles. There needs to be significant support for that. But it needs to come through at a local level. It needs to be something that fits the economic landscape in which people operate. National schemes for that type of thing are not ideal. There needs to be much more localism in that, and so there's an understanding of what the business need is on the ground, and that's matched then to the training and the development that people get as we shape people for new world jobs.
There's so much concern for people with small businesses at the minute, and their mental health. Are you getting calls of despair?
I think mental health is a huge issue, both for business owners and employees. And I think that's part and parcel of getting people back into the workplace. That social interaction that the workplace provides does help support mental health. But the answer to your question is yes. We are running a number of mental health support workshops. We provide training in that area to encourage employers to identify employees that may be at risk, and I think this is going to increase. It's a vitally important thing that we all need to be mindful of, because this is a very real situation and people are suffering.
There's already the job retention bonus where the government pays £1,000 for every furloughed employee who comes back to work until at least the end of January. Is that going to make any difference?
The answer to that is no. The general response to that individually was one of no interest whatsoever. It really doesn't make any difference. £1,000 is not going to make a difference. I know now people can claim that as well as the new scheme, which will help for a very short period. But I think at the end of the day, we face some really difficult decisions, I think, as a business community. And we need to ensure that we reduce the damage as much as possible by making sure that everybody has access to the support that they need.
And that's going to be more contact with the government, presumably, is it?
Yeah, it's ongoing. It'll happen today. We're obviously very fortunate. We have a Westminster-based office with a Director General who is talking to ministers on a very regular basis and feeding into them the intelligence that we gather as a network from the ground. And yes, going back to what I started to say in the beginning, yeah, they are listening, they are responding, but there's much more that they have been guided on that they need to respond to as well. And I'm sure in the coming days we'll probably see additional elements coming forward.
Let's hope so. Always good to talk to you, Richard. Thank you very much. Richard Sheehan, the Chief Executive of Shropshire Chamber of Commerce.
Adam and Claire with you on The Breakfast Show. We've got a What's That?